The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, my name is Trish Buckley from Raheny in Dublin. I'm doing the 40-Day Health Challenge, and the reason I'm doing it is I want to get fit. I want to change my lifestyle and get healthy. So this is a great way to do it and meet lovely new people.
Trish, tell me about your normal day to day. What do you get up to and what do you do and what has brought you to this?
Okay, so I am working in an IT company and I'm responsible for operations in Ireland. So I'm quite busy, so I travel a lot around the country. But I'm now taking redundancy in March. So I'm wrapping up the offices here, opening their last office in Dublin. So that's busy. And after that, then it's going to be a whole new chapter for me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do more charity work. I want to take a few months off just to give something back and hopefully maintain what I'm doing now, stay fit and help motivate girls, women. I'm 54, so I'm your typical middle-aged menopausal woman, and you know, we all have that X few pounds we want to lose, and it's very difficult. We have challenging days, busy lives, so hopefully people might be able to recognize themselves in me and follow my plan, and hopefully I'll be able to help them, because you know, everyone needs a bit of help. We all say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. So I decided one day I'm just going to apply, mm-hmm. and here I am. So hopefully, okay, I'll be able to inspire and help other people my age.
So you heard about this on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio?
Yes, I did. So I listen to Ireland's Classic Hits all the time. I listen to Colin and Lucy. I listen to you. I listen to Niall. So I listen to Gareth. I listen to Classic all the time. And I heard it one day on the radio. And I was in the office in the boardroom one day. And I said, do you know what? I'll just look at that application for the crack. And then I started typing. And then I couldn't stop typing. And I said, sure, I'll submit it. And it mightn't go anywhere. And then, you know, I got a call and we went through things. So I was nervous, but I'm really looking forward to the challenge. Yeah. And I think it's a great name, the 40-Day Challenge, because people are so scared of some shows and they'll think, oh, I'm going to be on social media. But you know what? I think we can all kind of just ignore it. You know, you don't have to, you know, sticks and stones, I say, but we're all here for a reason.
And this is for you.
This is for me. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely for mm-hmm. me. And I have to stop thinking about other people and what they might say. I'm here to change for me. And hopefully that's what I'll do.
Talk to me then about your level of exercise you would have done before, or the things that you like doing. Do you like a glass of wine? Do you like to go for a bite to eat? Do you like a takeaway?
Yeah, so I'm lucky at home, or unlucky. I have a very good chef at home. He cooks. I don't cook at all. He does the cooking, shopping, everything. So that has to change. The reason why I don't do it, because David enjoys doing it. That's his thing. So I am not the best cook in the world, but I'm hoping that will change and I'll be able to help in the kitchen. We do go out. We go out every Thursday night for a date night. We do have that bottle of wine every Thursday night. And like I said earlier, you know, when you sit back and look at the intake of alcohol, and this is to every woman out there, we all sit back and say, ah, it's only, we'll share a bottle of wine. And that could be Thursday, that could be Saturday, that could be Sunday. And before you know it, your units add up. And especially when you're going through the menopause like I am, it's very difficult to lose that middle spread. And if you're pumping lots of sugar into your body, which alcohol, look, we all like a glass of wine, but we really have to reduce our intake. And I think, again, people are afraid to say, when people say to you, how many units, you're like, you never tell the truth. It's like, sure, God didn't ask me that. But like, when you sit back and really look and at the measures, like, you know, Dr. Sumi was saying, what's the typical measure? I mean, we're Irish. You're not going to put the bottle, and you're not going to pour an egg cup. You know, you pour it and it's a, you know, a home measure. And then I go on a walk with my friends and we have a local off license, which is fantastic, that turns into a wine bar in the evening from Wednesday to Sunday. That's lethal. I could go out on a walk and I'd say to the girls, we'd walk by and I'd say, I should be rude not to go in for a glass of wine after doing 5K. And we could go in.
You need a new route, Trish.
I need a new route. Peter won't like to hear that. But no, I can change. This is about, it's nothing drastic for me. It's about a lifestyle change and improving and getting back with gym. You know, my gym is Westwood. And I might get to the gym and I might do 40 lengths of the jacuzzi. I mightn't go upstairs at all. Or I might meet someone for coffee. And then Jim and I could fall out for about 3 months. And then we reunite. It's like a separation. So now I'm going to the gym 3 times a week. I'm going to be regimental. You know, I broke my shoulder a couple of years ago. And I would have, you know, my bone health wouldn't be great. So I need to improve that. So I need to go back. We all need to do weight, especially when you're in your 50s.
Yeah. Even well, osteoporosis is so massive when it comes to menopause age.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so we kind of, we all sit back and go, that's grand. We'll lift a bag of sugar. We lift that. That's not good enough. You need to really, even if it's only 2 kg 3 times a week, and then you can improve on that. So that's what I'm going to do. And in the 40 days, it'll be interesting to see from where I am now and in 40 days time where I'm going to be. And I really will work hard. And even though I did break my shoulder, as Carl said, I have the strength. I have, you know, I'm able to do things. It's just getting off my ass and doing it.
Redundancy can be a massive life change as well, and scary as well, financially, all the rest. How are you feeling about that?
It's, do you know what? Redundancy is going to be quite daunting, because talking to friends of mine who've been through it, it's kind of like the stage where you go for an interview and they say, well, this role is not really suitable for you. And then you look and say, really, is it ageist? Because, you know, there's lots of young ones coming in now and they'd have their masters and their degrees or whatever. And I'm not going back to college at this stage in my life. So that's going to be daunting. So you have to be, I suppose, confident. I mean, you go in, you have your years of experience. So look at that. You know, I mightn't have a master's, but I've got years of experience. So when you go for that interview, don't have that in your mind that, oh, I'm old. You know, there's a job out there for everyone. And I want to do something different. You know, I want to do a lot more charity work. My dad died from motor neuron disease a number of years ago. So I want to do a lot more with a motor neuron. I want to get involved with the Raheny Hospice. I want to get involved with the Raheny Shamrocks. So there's loads of different things I want to do in my local community that now I will have time to do. And then in time, I'm lucky financially, I'm in a position where I can take a few months off, but then I'll go back. I don't want to sit at home. I know there's a new chapter and that's exciting. Okay. So I'll take a bit of time and then I'll decide. Great.
I love how positive you are mentally about this and about the change and the challenges ahead.
Yeah.
Because you could be moping in the corner going, oh, jeez, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, I was on holiday. I'm only back for holidays. And during the week, I was thinking, oh, my God, what have I just done? You're literally putting yourself out there because people are going to follow you. People are going to watch you. People will judge you. And it doesn't bother me. You know, I really don't care. I'm doing this challenge for me. I want to make lifestyle changes and I feel I can't do them on my own. So I just need that kick. And I just hope that I can inspire. If even only one person, they'll say, God, Trish, I followed you on Classic Hits or The Sun. And if I can help one person, to me, that's a win. But most importantly, I want to help myself. And if I can look in the mirror and go, oh my God, there's a, not even a massive change, even if there's a slight change, to me, that's a win. I'm meeting all these wonderful people and everybody has a story. But no matter where you go, everyone has a story. But it's lovely to hear their story and their journey. And in 40 days time, we'll come together and just, you know, talk to each other how we found it and where we are and then and where we are now. Hope, fingers crossed. Fingers
Trish, crossed. The best of luck.
Thank you so much, Trina. Thank you.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, fired, fired,
fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.